Am I really going to do it? I hope he's not mad at me for getting him in detention, but hopefully it all makes sense once I've explained myself. He seems pretty pissed off. I don't blame him, but I'll explain to the teacher that this was all my doing. He won't get any repercussions for this. I'll make sure of it. Thankfully, the sub has left, so it's just us together. I don't know what to say, though, or how to say it. I can hear him writing, but I'm so in my own head, I feel like I can cut the tension in this room with a knife. Okay, first, I should sit down next to him, right? All right, then I should start the conversation by, I don't want anything, actually. I guess I would politely request for you to listen, and if that's all right, stop writing your lines so I have your full attention. I'm sorry. I know it's not ideal, but I'll write your lines for you after I've said what I need to say. It's all right. I can mimic handwriting really well. It's kind of natural within girls for some reason. Like, they always have nicer handwriting than guys. Not that you do not have nice writing. I did not mean for it to... yes, cut to the chase. I should and I will. Okay. Let me just face you properly and make eye contact. I am just a little nervous, but nothing for you to worry about. Thank you for asking. Whew, okay, all right. What I want to say is that I am truly and unequivocally sorry for everything I have ever done to you. And no, there's no hidden camera or anything. See, my phone is in my bag. It's not even on me. I understand if this is hard to believe, but I am genuine when I say I am sorry for everything I've done towards you. Like, everything. I made your life a living hell. Well, I had. I do not plan on doing any more of that stuff. I have no interest in it. I don't mean to sound like some weirdly written character or something, but I have most definitely had a change of heart. I don't know how many rumors you've heard circulating about me. I'm sure there's plenty since I made so many enemies. But it was true about me not having parents. I used to live in a home for unwanted kids. I'd do anything I possibly could not to act like I came from that place. I'd make up stories about how my mom was just picking me up an hour late, or my dad would make me a homemade lunch a few times. Pathetic attempts, really, now that I look back on it. I was so deeply angry. Feeling abandoned is rough. I would not wish it upon my worst enemy. But I am not trying to excuse my actions either, and I really hope I am not coming across like that at all. I took it out on anyone that would let me dish it out. Unfortunately, you were just the most convenient, so you definitely got it the worst out of everyone. I hope you can also forgive me for bringing you into detention one more time with me. No, this isn't a ruse to get you to do my lines. I assure you, I'm a big girl and I'm more than capable. The change, well, it's because of my adoptive parents. I've been moved in with them for 2 weeks now. I know it's short, and it's early, and it's pretty sudden. They could abandon me faster than I could snap my fingers, but for once, I have hope in my life. I have an outlook I've never had before. They have been teaching me quite literally how to be human, how to be empathetic towards others, how to redirect my anger, but even then, life's been going so well, I don't even have that anger inside me anymore. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have been trying to smile at you in general. I know I've never smiled before, and it probably looks really off-putting, but what I'm trying to get at is I'm putting in effort where I never did before to be kinder. No one wants to be picked on at a place that they're forced to go to. And no one wakes up and says to themselves, "Ah, I want to get shoved into some lockers or have the ground near me spat on as I walk past someone." Oh, it's just so unbelievably cruel, and I'm embarrassed beyond words at my conduct. But please, may I take your hand? Thank you. I am so genuinely sorry for all the upset, the headache, the heartache I have caused you just by existing. I cannot imagine the damage that I've done and the years it may take to get yourself out of it, if ever. I can only apologize, but I'm not asking you to forgive me. That is completely on you, and I understand if you go every day for the rest of your life wishing ill will towards me. I'm thankful that you heard me out, though. I really appreciate it. I can take over your lines now, so you can leave and go home. I will also explain to the teacher I was the one who was misbehaving, and I purposely did it to drag you into a private meeting, I guess we can call it, between one another. I hope this whole detention thing didn't sour your mood too much for the rest of the day. I promise you can trust me. Well, you can trust the new me. You have my word that the bullying has ended, okay? I will not hurt you anymore, and I'll try my best to become invisible so you don't have to see me. Yes, quite literally, I'll avoid showing my face, unless it's in classes, because, well, unfortunately, I can't do much about that. Oh, you want to see me after class tomorrow? Sure. You probably need time to process everything that's just happened, so I wouldn't be surprised if your mind is scrambled. It's okay. Here, let me take your paper. Don't worry, I can mimic your handwriting, just like I said. You go home and think about what I said, I guess, and I suppose I shall look forward to seeing you tomorrow after school. No need for detention this time, huh? Well, hey there. I hope you're doing all right today. I cleared it up with the teacher, so you're not in trouble, and it's not going to be a mark against your name or anything, okay? Did you manage to think over what I said? Not that I'm expecting forgiveness or anything. That would be pretty arrogant of me. Yeah, you hardly saw me today because I was being serious about not being seen by you. I'm surprised you don't have a damn panic attack every time you see my face, after everything I did. So, yeah. Damn, I've never actually been up on this roof before, which is a surprise because I normally really enjoy exploring for the most part. Of course I've changed for the better. I meant what I said. I plan on sticking by it. Things have been great in my home life. I get warm home-cooked meals now. No more ramen, so I'm probably putting on some pudge now. Social media says that thick thighs are in, so let's hope so. You like me? Thanks, but Maybe the afternoon sun is getting to you. Did you hydrate at all today? I heard what you said. You said you liked me, but, well, it's kinda hard to like your ex-bully, so I'm not entirely sure what you mean right now. I assume you are seeing the new me at least, which is nice. It feels good to be seen. Confess? But I hurt you. Daily. I messed you up beyond belief. So badly that you would try your best to blend into the walls when I spotted you. Have I unironically given you Stockholm Syndrome or something? Seriously, I don't think you're thinking right. The best I can do for you is apologize and fade away out of your life forever. It's crazy to pursue me. Like, actually crazy? I don't think you've thought all of this through. Hello? What has gone into you? You can't possibly like me. I've been a rotten, no good bully towards you for years, and the first thing you do after apologize is kiss me? That honestly, wholeheartedly does not make any sense.